Hello and welcome to a Search Manufacturing ERP.com podcast. My name is Hannah Smaltry, Editorial Director for Search Manufacturing ERP.com. And today we are exploring the question, is your organization really ready for RFID? To discuss this, I called up John Hill, Vice President at Transsystems, that company formerly known as eSync, and that's a strategic supply chain consulting, integration, and implementation services firm. John has over 35 years of experience spearheading the deployment of over 100 AIDC warehouse and transportation management systems for the DoD and firms in aerospace, appliance, automotive, basic metals, consumer goods, electronics, food, lumber, medical services, pharmaceutical, steel, and miscellaneous manufacturing industries. So lots of experience to share in different areas. John's responsibilities also include oversight of educational programs for Transsystems, so he seems like the perfect person to discuss this issue with. Thank you so much for talking with us today, John.
It's my great pleasure, Hannah. Thank you.
And thanks again for your participation on the companion webcast we recorded on this subject about creating an RFID roadmap. I want to let listeners know that they can also find that on searchmanufacturingerp.com, and you might refer to that in some of your answers, just to set the context that we also have that webcast available. So, John, you have been involved in many RFID projects, as I said in your intro, that long list. What kind of company is an ideal candidate for getting the real benefits from RFID?
Well, without spending a half an hour on the question, Hannah, I guess the best case study that I'm familiar with is the one I mentioned on the webcast about the auto industry pioneering the use of RFID in manufacturing. It still remains an absolutely ideal application of the technology. Aerospace equipment companies also use RFID to great advantage in assembly, inventory management, and maintenance applications. Companies with similar operational environments are good candidates, as are those that produce high-value or controlled products. Here I'm thinking of pharmaceutical and the broad range of other companies whose products are lock-controlled, date-coded, or serial-numbered, and for whom traceability is critical. Other candidates include those companies who ship products in reusable containers, for example, plastic totes, cages, even beer kegs. Railroads here and abroad have been using RFID since the early 90s for railcar tracking, and more recently, the trucking industry has followed suit. Finally, the use of RFID for marine container tracking is well underway in many parts of the world. Note that you asked me for ideal candidates, and that I haven't mentioned suppliers of lower-priced products, typically shipped in cases or on pallets and sold individually. The potential benefits of item-level identification and tracking, given the right RFID tag pricing, which isn't quite there yet, and infrastructure performance, are mind-boggling. But in my mind, price and performance concerns have not yet been adequately resolved. And accordingly, investment in this area, that is, item and case identification, warrants very cautious assessment.
A lot of different examples there of the kinds of companies that can benefit. So on the webcast, you talked about a readiness assessment checklist. If somebody sort of hears themselves in one of those profiles, what are some of the milestones or key things that they have to have in place before they begin an RFID initiative? What's sort of necessary before you even start thinking about it?
Well, I guess my premise is that the best technology and systems installed in operations with ill-conceived material flows and processes is only going to enable users to do things badly faster. Accordingly, I suggest that to get started, prospective users first take a look at the following bullet points that I put together here. Number one, profile current operations. And by profiling, I'm talking about characterizing not only the physical infrastructure, but what and how materials flow through the operations. What kind of throughput rates? How many stock keeping units or different types of products are handled both in the manufacturing environment and the warehousing and transportation environment? Next, once people have a good handle on the profile of their operations, they need to take a look at KPIs, or key performance indicators, that are measurable and meaningful in the context of a corporation's goals, overall goals and objectives. Typical KPIs might be such things as orders per hour, or lines per hour, or logistics cost per unit shipped, those types of things, all of which are outlined in the checklist that was provided in the webcast. Next, companies need to analyze material and data flows. Every time an item moves or changes location, the information on that item, what it is, where it is, what time it is, needs to be captured, validated, and recorded, and indeed, as appropriate, disseminated to people who need to know. With the material and data flows, the profiles of current operations, companies are then in a better position to fine-tune their processes and infrastructure. Next, and companies overlook this all the time, you need to get together with your trading partners, both those who supply goods to you and those to whom you ship, i.e. your customers. What do they need in the way of information and performance that you can factor in to your overall assessment? Once you have this information, then it's time to take a look at AIDC, that is automatic identification and data capture, barcoding, voice data entry, and RFID, and what your system's alternatives are. With that information in hand, you can begin to quantify the potential costs of re-engineering your operations and quantify the value proposition. Additionally, you can take a look at quantifying the risks and then be in a far better position to determine whether it's a go or no go for RFID or any other type of technology or systems investment. The beauty of the assessment process is that when it's properly executed, you can almost be assured that it will identify low-hanging fruit in the areas of process improvement and the fine-tuning of existing infrastructure and systems, even if, in the final analysis, RFID does not pass muster. And by the way, one more time, Hanna, I would be happy to share my slides, which include a more extensive list of assessment steps and considerations with our listeners if they'll give me a call or send me an email.
We'll make sure that your contact information is on the page where they downloaded this podcast, and that it's a very helpful list. And I really like that point that you just made, that just going through the assessment can be helpful in and of itself. So you just touched on one of these earlier too. I was wondering what some of the biggest mistakes are that you've seen companies make when they approach RFID. So what should our listeners avoid doing when they get started with this?
RFID is sexy. It's a form of black magic. And companies should not become so enamored with that black magic or the technology that they forget or give short shrift to developing the value proposition I just mentioned and building and gaining corporate support for the business case before launching a program. There were a number of false starts after the Walmart announcement some 5 years ago. Time and time again, companies wind up paying the piper when they shortcut the fundamentals of new investment analysis. On the technical side, RFID is not a panacea. In other words, it neither works nor is the best choice for product identification and tracking in all environments. In other words, RFID does not translate to supply chain nirvana. To this point, there's no alternative to rigorous pilot testing before making commitments. And pilot testing is not worth pursuing until the value proposition and business case have been signed off.
Good. So definitely a lot of planning required there. Now, yeah. If somebody thinks that RFID might benefit their organization and they think they might be ready to move forward, what should their next steps be?
I'd suggest that that once they've done the overall readiness assessment, initial focus should be on the evaluation of RFID for identifying and tracking high-value items and item carriers, that is, containers, pallets, that type of thing, in a company's own operations. Given internal success, then take a look at extending deployment with trading partners who have inbound and outbound tracking needs and share your company's view of the potential. Conversely, I would be very cautious about pursuing item level and case identification. There are a number of challenges performance-wise and cost-wise here that will not be quickly overcome. Indeed, even Walmart has been quoted as saying that item-level tagging of non-durable consumer goods is likely to be 10 or more years away.
Do you have any other advice or thoughts in general to add on this subject for our listeners?
I guess one point I'd make, and it echoes some of the things we talked about on the webcast. What a company does with RFID and when they do it depends upon the urgency of their requirements and the technology fit. If no one is demanding that you deploy the technology, no major retailer, for example, you may want to hedge and let the early adopters go first. But if you hedge, you might also be missing an opportunity to differentiate your company from the competition. Further, given the success of the Department of Defense, the aerospace industry, and companies like Dow Chemical and Hewlett-Packard, you can be sure that others will follow, and it will pay for you to be ready. Cost isn't the initial issue. Even if your timeline is short, you've got to objectively assess the value proposition and build the business case. Finally, success with RFID or any new technology or system is rarely an accident. Rather, it's the result of solid preparation, rigorous attention to detail, a clear vision of where the technology fits within the enterprise, and corporate-wide ownership of your initiative from the time of opportunity identification to and through installation, acceptance, and operation. I wish all of you well as you embark on the journey, and as I said earlier, don't hesitate to give me a call or send me an email. I'd like to help. Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us today, John Hale, Vice President at Trans Systems. Now remember, you can learn more about John and Trans Systems either through that contact information we'll provide or their website, eSync. That's the letter ESYNC.com, eSync.com. And remember, you can learn more about RFID and other manufacturing IT trends right here on SearchManufacturingERP.com. So thank you so much for joining us today for this discussion, and have a great day.